to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step four, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boost and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline. We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings. It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything.
All right, it is Farrell on the bench. In the biggest way possible. No Scotty tonight. As you can hear, Carver High here with you for the next couple of hours, filling in for Scotty as we take you here through tonight in baseball. We'll talk about this week's NFL lines. We'll talk a little college football. A lot to do on Farrell on the Bench here tonight. Also, a segment that I'm going to like to call Ryder Cup Betting for Dummies. And we will have that with our boy, Dubs Anderson, later on, too. But we get going here on Farrell on the Bench with the baseball for tonight, the playoffs. And we're getting down to it now. Less than 2 weeks to go. Me and Scotty discussed it a lot on Coast to Coast today. And these teams, a bunch of them in the National League, never win, except the Cardinals. And then in the American League, the Yankees never win. They're slowly falling out of it. But the Yankees now are finding themselves with the Texas Rangers in town. They get a win last night. Tonight, they go to the ninth. Absolute monsoon at the Bronx right now. The last inning and a half, it has really started to come down. But the Yankee bats have come alive tonight. 7-1, they lead the Rangers at the moment. They've got homers from Stanton. They've got homers from Gallo. They've got a homer from Aaron Judge, who just kind of put it away with a three-run shot in the seventh. So the Yankees lead the Rangers, currently, and it looks like they are going to get a win. But here's the Yankee problem tonight. They are not going to gain any ground as it stands. The Blue Jays lead the Rays eighth inning down at the Trop 4-2 right now, and the Red Sox, they lead the Mets 6-2. So, I mean, two opportunities right there for the Yankees to gain, and they're probably not going to. And that's been the story of the last few weeks. When they lose, the other teams lose. When they win, the other teams win. They get embarrassed by the Indians over the weekend. And now they've got to sit here and hope that they can get it done. Now, the Yankees are going to have their chance. We'll talk about this tonight. They go to Fenway this weekend, and then they go to Toronto early next week before they finish up the season in the final weekend against the Rays, who are going to be playing for nothing. They're going to possibly have the entire American League wrapped up again. It is amazing. The Tampa Bay Rays, the little engine that could, every single year, you know, 90-plus wins, going to win the American League, going to have home field advantage with about 6,000 people at the game at the Trop. Real nice. Game one ALDS, game one ALCS. Maybe they'll actually get some crowd in there for those games. They can't give them away. $10 a seat, nobody shows up. $5 a seat, nobody shows up. But they win baseball games. They beat the Yankees around all the time, that's for sure. But tonight, the Jays are getting them 4-2. That game's still going on. Rays will have a couple of opportunities to get it done. National League side, Well, the Cardinals, they're at it again. 1-0, they lead the Brewers in the seventh inning. They are going for a 10 spot tonight. That is right. 10 in a row for the St. Louis Cardinals, who in mid-July were absolutely finished. I mean finished. They had nothing left. But all these other teams in the National League never win. Cardinals get hot late August, the entire month of September. And it's gotten so good for St. Louis, they might have this thing wrapped up by early next week, that second wild card. And then all they're going to have to worry about is who they're going to play. They're going to play the Giants. They're going to play the Dodgers in the NL wild card game. Amazing how Cincinnati and San Diego, particularly San Diego, and what an embarrassment situation that's been for the last month and a half, 2 months for San Diego. Tonight they are about to get going. At home against the Giants, Kevin Gausman and Joe Musgrove. Pretty good pitching matchup. A little total of 7.5 tonight at Petco Park. So we'll keep our eyes on that while we're here on the bench. The Braves have a 2-0 lead over the Diamondbacks. The Phillies actually scratched across a run tonight. Jeez, how nice of them. Last night they get shut out by the Orioles. Tonight, 1-1 in the eighth inning. They get a McCutcheon double to tie the game. Harper's got a couple hits. He's trying, but nobody else has really been helping him the last few weeks. And it's amazing. The Phillies had a couple of opportunities to possibly win this division. They've yacked it up left and right. You could tell I'm a little upset with the Phillies, you know, when you got them over 81.5, and you could see the light at the end of the tunnel, and you could see the schedule where they've got games with the Orioles, and they just can't get it done. It bothers you. So, yes, the Phillies bother me right now. It's just really tough to watch. And when you have a small ticket on Harper before the season to win the MVP. Suddenly he becomes the favorite with the last few weeks. But I still think they need to make the playoffs for that to stand up. We'll get into that at some point tonight too. The odds for some of these MLB futures where it's Tatis and Harper. But what if both teams don't make it? And you guys hear me with Scotty all the time yell about this. I cannot stand guys winning MVPs. When I just can't stand it. Cannot stand when guys win MVPs for teams that don't win. It just bothers you. It really does. Bothers you. So, Pharrell on a bench. We are here on a Tuesday night. Carver High is in for Scotty. We have a lot to do, baby. A lot to do. So, we are going to go through a couple of NFL lines for week 3. Get ready for the big Buck-Ram game. We will talk some college football later on as well. We will discuss some of the lines. And how about these great teams? They never cover. Oklahoma, Clemson, etc. They never cover. And we're back. Pharrell on the bench. Carver High in for Scotty on a Tuesday night right here. Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM Channel 204, Mightier 1090, Sports Map, Sports Byline, everybody here with us tonight. All right, so we'll keep our eye on the baseball. The Yankees look like they have everything in hand right now, and we'll take a look at the Red Sox as well, and we'll keep our eyes on the Jays and the Rays, etc. here throughout the night. All right, I want to get into a couple of spreads this weekend in the National Football League. Of course, week number 3. Finished up a week 2 last night. Good night for me, that's for sure. That second half by the Packers with a bunch of touchdowns, getting down 17-14. Big second half. The fourth down stop, big for me. I mean, honestly, that changed the whole game. Awful play call. Goff throws that little out. Packers go back down the field. Boom. Touchdown. They never looked back. That's how you do it, baby. I was proud of the Packers last night. And not only that, over. P-O-I-N-T-S, points, points, points. The Packers get over the number. The Packers cover the number. A clean sweep on a Monday night. The prop boat even got running too, which we also love to see. But now we turn the page. It moves fast. And I feel like we spent months getting hyped up for the NFL. We're already 2 weeks down. You know, they could never give us enough weeks. They added one on to us this year, and still it's not enough. We're in week 3 already. And the big game for me this week is clearly the Rams and the Bucks. Late window, Sunday, 4:25 p.m. Eastern, out at SoFi in Los Angeles. And as I told Scotty today, I am all in on the Rams this week. I mean, I'm all in. Now, yesterday in a lot of places, you saw the Rams opening up as a point favorite, point and a half. This thing's already swung to where the Bucs are now the point and a half favorite. And I don't like betting against Brady at this point. But I think the Bucs are, you know, they're ready to take a loss here. I think they just are. Had the great run last year. Huge December. Road wins in the playoffs. Great performance in the Super Bowl. And look, they had a close call with Dallas in week 1. Could have lost that game. And if they weren't playing the Falcons this week, they might have lost that one also. They let the Falcons back into that game. And they let, it was a couple of dopey Matt Ryan pick sixes that made that game look a little bit worse than it was. Almost a cover for the Falcons if they couldn't have just thrown the ball to the other team. Brady is unbelievable. He really is. 44 years old. The dude looks younger than he was when he won, like, you know, maybe his third or fourth Super Bowl at New England. He almost looks like he throws the ball better than any of the last 4 or 5 years he spent with the Patriots. Like, it's so hard to bet against this guy right now. I mean, where do they got him for the MVP? You see Brady go out with an MVP? He's second right now. He's 6-1. He's right, but Mahomes is 5-1. Brady's 6-1 to win the MVP. Got 9 touchdowns in the first 2 weeks. He's 44 years old. Like, I know he sits on the dopey lounge chair with Gronk outside the practice facility with the bucket hats on, joking about how long you're going to play, and he says 50. Like, I don't think he's joking around. This guy is that good. This guy is in that good a shape. He never gets hurt. I mean, he obviously got hurt the 1 year in New England. Well, that feels like 20 years ago at this point, the Matt Castle year, where he got hurt in week 1. I mean, it was decades ago, the last time he had a major injury. And now we sit here and he's in Tampa Bay. He's like rejuvenated. He's like got another life to him. 6-1 to win the MVP after 2 weeks. He's 44 years old. But that team has shown some warts. They have. And I think this is a very tough road spot for them this week. This is not going to be an easy game for them going out to Los Angeles. Taking on the Rams. I like this Ram team. I'm very high on them. I know a lot of people were before the year. I just think McVay, I don't think he's the genius a lot of people make him out to be, but I think he's a very good, very sound NFL head coach. And him having a new toy like Matthew Stafford to play with makes him dangerous. And you've seen him air it out the first two weeks of the season. This is a good spot to back the Rams, I feel like, on Sunday. The Bucs are going to, they're not going 16-17-0. They're not, it's not happening. There's going to be some tough road games for the Bucs. And I feel like they're going to be walking into one this week when they head out to SoFi. God, 44-year-old guy, second choice for the MVP right now. Madness. It really is. I think he plays to 50. Give me odds on that somewhere. FanDuel or anybody else. You want to give me some odds on Brady? Give me a little over-under. When does he retire? Jeez. 44. Guys, get it. That'll be, you know what? If he wins an MVP this year in another Super Bowl, can you go away? Just shut it down. Go out on top. That's really going out on top. Nuts. Other game interesting this week is Packers 49ers. Sunday night game. It actually is, I feel like the Packers and Aaron Rodgers never play well against San Francisco. I think San Francisco is a bit of a paper tiger. I really do. I don't think that they're that good. Now, they win their first two games on the road. I mean, those two road games were Detroit and Philadelphia. Take what you want with that. They didn't exactly go to, Kansas City and Buffalo or, Green Bay and Tampa Bay to win these games. It was Detroit and Philadelphia, who probably aren't going to be very good teams in the NFL this year. But teams win on the road, you got to give them some respect. And the Niners have done that through the first two games, and now they go home to face Aaron Rodgers. Something's up with Aaron Rodgers, too. And Scotty nailed it there. Like, I'm tired of listening to this dude, like, complain about people, getting on them. It's been a while since you've won, Aaron. It's been a long time since you beat the Steelers down in Dallas for that Super Bowl. Pump the brakes a little bit. Relax. You say that back in the past, right? Don't let anybody relax. You need to relax now. Maybe this guy should have walked away. Because listening to him complain on a weekly basis is tiring. It seriously is. He's a great player. But God, to get up there after the game last night, get the trolls off our back. You got absolutely whacked by the Saints last week. I mean, you deserve to get whatever anybody said about you. Get the trolls off my back. Honestly, I root against this guy now, this team. Down with the Packers. And I can't stand the 49ers. I'll back the Niners on Sunday night just because I can't stand Aaron Rodgers. Probably not the best or the most, you know, scientific way to want to back a team. But that's exactly what I'm going to do. I'd like to see them get knocked a couple pegs. All the nonsense with him in the offseason. Now, here's the reality. They're going to make the playoffs and win the division because the division sucks. And all these teams stink. The Vikings can't get out of their own way at the end of these games. The Bears, I think, are going to be in a bad way. Nagy sits up there. He's got no idea what he's doing with his quarterback situation. For them to say that it sounded like Fields wasn't ready to play the other day or he doesn't know a lot of the playbook to play this week if Dalton can't play, that worries me. That really worries me. Because when you spend a high pick on a quarterback, from the moment you draft them until the day that the season starts, whether they're playing or they're not playing, they should be completely dove in on that playbook. So that was very worrisome to hear Nagy talk about that. And the Lions are bad, as we know. So the Packers are almost going to win that division by default. They're better than the other teams. But I don't see a third straight appearance in an NFC title game for Green Bay this year. I really don't. And the 3.5, it's enticing. And a lot of people will be on the Packers this week. Not me. That's an under game, I feel like. 49.5. Little under action for me with the Packers and the 49ers on Sunday night. It's Aaron Rodgers. The 49ers worry me too with the Jimmy G and the Lance stuff. I don't like these teams that put the quarterbacks in and out. I can't stand it. It doesn't work. It just doesn't work. All right, Pharrell on the bench, Carver High in for Scotty, right here, Sports Grid Radio. When we come back, Ryder Cup betting for dummies. Our boy, Dubs Anderson, getting involved right here on the bench. We keep rolling Sports Grid Radio right after this. And we're back. Pharrell on the bench. Carver High in for Scotty tonight right here, Sports Grid Radio. Rocking as always. SiriusXM channel 204. We're going to get Dubsy up here in a moment. A little Ryder Cup betting for dummies as they get ready in Whistling Straits this weekend. I even saw a little playful banter at the practice range between Bryson and Brooksy today. Very touching. Looks like they're all ready to go. And we'll ask Dubsy a couple ways to bet this thing because it's not like a normal tournament, as we know. We've got team format, USA versus Europe, and there's four balls, there's points, there's just a lot of crazy ways that you can bet this golf tournament, and we will try to work it out with Dubsy in a few moments and do that. Back to the NFL, a couple of other things that I did want to get to. Here's another storyline for me this week. And that's the Colts could be, listen, you don't like to say the teams are finished and that they're done, you know, in September. But if the Titans beat the Colts this week, are they buried? Are they finished at 0-3? I mean, Titans win, they'd be 2-1 in division, 0-3 for the Colts. Wentz never plays. Seems like the kind of situation that can finish a team off quickly. And that's staring the Colts in the face this week. And Frank Reich knows it. As he's got the Santa Claus beard going now. He hasn't shaved. I hope he's not waiting to win a game to shave. He might be waiting a while. Have they had some tough games? Yeah. You know, they had those two NFC West powers come into their place the last few weeks. Let it get away from them against Seattle. This week against the Rams. Mistakes. Easton comes in. Throws the pick six to Jalen Ramsey. And they really didn't do much offensively. They can get steamrolled and buried by the Titans this weekend in Nashville. I don't think they come out of an 0-3 hole. Not with the quarterback situation that they have. This is a very tough game for Indianapolis to deal with this week. And right now, what worries me, I feel like this line right now, I almost feel like it should be more. Like if we, when we get like official word on Carson Wentz, I think this might get to 7. It's 5.5 right now. I feel like this is going to be worth another 1.5, 2 points maybe, once we get the word. And even if he does play, he's going to play on 2 bum ankles? Come on. Tough spot for the Colts in Nashville this Sunday. Something to definitely look forward to betting-wise. I might get the Titans now before that thing moves. I already put the Panthers in earlier today because I think that thing's going to move with Davis Mills getting the start for the Texans on Thursday night. And the Panthers, that's another team you look for. How about the Panthers and the Broncos? Both with opportunities to go to 3-0 this week. Now, you never like to say layups in the NFL, and especially with two teams like the Panthers and the Broncos who have not been good over the past few years. But they both have possible layups to get themselves to 3-0 early in the year. Now, one of these teams, I feel, won't make the playoffs, even if they both start 3-0. There's always a team every year that has some great start in September and ends up missing it, and they fall apart. It's going to be one of these two teams. It just is. The Broncos will beat the Jets. The Panthers will beat Houston on Thursday night. They're both going to go to 3-0. Like to see who they have the week after that. Who they got the week after that to try to stretch it to 4-0, because that would be perfect. If you get one of them to 4-0, I still probably wouldn't back them. Who they have the following week? Panthers are in Dallas. You never know with the Cowboys. I mean, anything can happen in them. And the Broncos are home for the Ravens. Man, that's tough travel for the Ravens. The Ravens had to go to Vegas, come home, go to Detroit, and then go to Denver. That could be tough back-to-back road games, third road game in 4 weeks for Baltimore and Denver. They could catch them in a real good spot. They do have a chance to go 4-0. I think the Panthers do too. One of them will miss the playoffs. Neither is good enough to sustain this over a whole year. They're products of the schedule early on. Panthers with wins over, you know, the Jets and the Saints. And the Saints are one of the bigger, you know, what are the Saints? We have no idea. You look at the Saints, are just two complete sides of the spectrum. You're going to get that all year long. Overreaction week number one. Jameis Winston plays great. What does Jameis Winston do in week two? Plays like Jameis Winston in Tampa Bay. This week in New England, he might play outstanding. The week after that, back to how he played against Carolina. Up and down roller coaster that will end with the Saints finishing 8-9. Yeah, 9-8, 8-9. It's going to be ups and downs with that team all year long. But those are some soft schedules for the Panthers and the Broncos to get themselves some nice footing to start the season. Now, this is a pretty big number for the Broncos to lay at home. That's one thing. And I know it's the Jets. The Jets are really bad. They're really bad. God, you almost wanted to feel bad for Zach Wilson on Sunday. First game at home as a Jet. I mean, they're just booing him out of MetLife. Getting 10.5. It was 11 yesterday. Down to 10.5. So somebody likes the Jets. See, I didn't want to back the Broncos in Jacksonville on Sunday because they don't feel like the team to me that you want to back right away. Like, I think they need to prove it a few more weeks. And as bad as the Jets are, that might be the case again this week. The Broncos will win this game. They're going to go to 3-0. They're not going to lose at home to the Jets. But that number, it's coverable for New York. It definitely is. I'm going to keep my eye on that number throughout the week. You give me maybe a little bit more action there. Man, I can't believe backing the Jets is hard, but that could be a good spot. And Thursday night, I mean, lay it down. Davis Mills, that is going to get ugly. Ugly. Capital U-G-L-Y. for Houston. Now, Houston has been spunky the first 2 weeks, and this is why Houston wasn't your typical team. They had the lowest win total at 4.5. Everybody said the Texans are going to absolutely stink this year, rebuilding. They're not a typical rebuilding team. They're not a team that's full of rookies and first and second year players that don't know how to win in the league. That is not what that team is. They're like one of the oldest rosters in the NFL. They're filled with veterans at almost every position. It's a mishmash of thrown away veterans, but they're still just filled with veterans all over the place. And that's why I loved them week one against Jacksonville. And that's why I thought they were getting a pretty decent amount of points in Cleveland this week. Even with Taylor leaving the game, they still end up covering the 12.5. But I think you find another level going down another rung when you put a rookie quarterback in and not a highly heralded rookie quarterback. Davis Mills out of Stanford. If Tyrod Taylor's playing in this game, I'm probably taking the 7.5. It probably wouldn't be 7.5. Probably be about 4 or 5. But with this kid playing, I think that this is an all-in spot on Carolina Thursday night. And they will go to 3-0. So Carolina and Denver giving themselves a chance to get off to really nice starts. But book it. One of them will miss the playoffs. One of them will miss. How about my team? Bills. 35-0 over Miami. And now they go home to take on the WFT, the Washington football team. And as great as that win was on Sunday, and I went back and watched the tape as we were talked about on Coast to Coast yesterday. I sat out in Yankee Stadium watching Garrett Cole getting whacked on Sunday, so I did not see all the Bill game. Went back and watched a good portion of it. Despite the 35-0 win, I kind of did walk away shaking my head a little bit with Josh Allen. I did. And I felt the same way after they lost week one to the Steelers. Doesn't quite look like the same guy that I saw throughout all of last season. Just doesn't look like the same guy. And it worries me. To be quite honest with you, it worried the hell out of me. But I do believe he'll get it going. When you listen to Dable talk, the offensive coordinator, the other day, you listen to Josh Allen talk, it sounds like these are things that are hopefully correctable. You don't want to see him regress back to where the completion percentage completely falls off the map and he can't find anybody. I don't think that that's what this has been the last couple weeks, but there's something just a little off. In week one, I attributed it to the Steeler D-line just ate them up. Hayward was so good. TJ Watt was so good. Ingram was so good. I kind of put it on that. But now, week two, 35-0 win, and you're still, you really shouldn't be walking away thinking anything's wrong with a 35-0 win. But I just didn't think Josh was sharp. Tremendous throw to Diggs for the touchdown, scrambling away. Brian Baldinger did a great breakdown of it, as he does every week on his Twitter of all the games. Great breakdown of that Josh Allen throw to Diggs. But other than that, they really ran the ball a lot. And maybe they're trying to establish that. Maybe they want to try to become a two-dimensional team because they threw so much last year. But I was worried with how he's looked. And I'd like to see him kind of ramp that up against the WFT this Sunday in the B-Lo. All right, Pharrell on the bench. Carver High in for Scotty here on a Tuesday night. We are rocking NFL, college football. We're going to try to get Dubsy in the mix, too, for a little Ryder Cup right here, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM Channel 204. We'll keep rolling right after this. And we are back. Pharrell on the bench, Carver High in for Scotty tonight. Scotty will be back tomorrow on all your favorite places. Pharrell Coast to Coast, Pharrell on the bench. Of course, we did Coast to Coast this afternoon. Scotty back in the mix. Tomorrow, you've got me with you here tonight going through some NFL. Had a little trouble with the phone, so we're not going to get Dubsy in the mix tonight. I'll try to give you my Ryder Cup betting for dummies as best as I can in a little bit. I will try to do it. It's going to be tough for me. Dubsy, he's always back in winners. That's what we love about Dubsy. We'll try to find a couple for you. I know it's hard. The Ryder Cup's hard because it always happens in September. And I, of course, have really, you know, grabbed onto the golf scene this year. Really have gotten into it a lot. Once the NFL and college football roll around, you know, you kind of turn your back on baseball a little bit. Turn your back on the golf. The golf kind of wraps up after you get through the FedEx Cup playoffs. But Ryder Cup is special. It really is. It is a fun event. Even, you know, the past couple times that it's finished on an NFL Sunday, I try to find, whether I'm out somewhere at home, one TV where you get it on there, especially if it's up for grabs on Sunday and there's so much passion. It's in, you know, it's at Whistling Straits this year, which is going to be tremendous. It's a fun event. Do I wish it was smack in the middle of an NFL Sunday? Of course I wish it wasn't. But, you know, if you love golf, it's just, it really is unbelievable. Tremendous event. And we'll try to get back a couple winners here for the Ryder Cup before we get out of here tonight. Finishing up with the NFL. So we mentioned a few. I already put, and this is usually unlike me for early in the week, but when you see a number you like, you try to go for it. I'm not a big early in the week making plays kind of guy in the NFL. I like waiting a little bit closer to when the game actually kicks off. But there was a good spot, it seemed like, to grab a teaser today. And I feel like this Carolina number is going to move. So we knocked the Panthers down to 2. We knocked the Bills down to 2.5. And we knocked Arizona down to 1.5. Little three-teamer for you this week. And the first question I had to ask myself, who's going to blow this one for me? So you get Carolina under a field goal, Arizona under a field goal, the Bills under a field goal. Who's going to blow it for me? Let me know on Twitter at Carver High. Who's going to blow that for me this week at a three-team teaser? Carolina, Arizona, or the Bills? Seems too good to be true. Seems so good that you put it in on a Tuesday. Somebody will ruin it. We'll take side bets on who's going to ruin the teaser right there. Never this early in the week. That's how much I like that one. Speaking of Arizona, 2-0 into Jacksonville. Now let's try to figure this out. Let me try to figure this out. So Denver went into Jacksonville this week after beating the Giants, and they were 6-point favorites over the Jaguars on the road. 6-point road favorites. Arizona now goes there this week off of 2 wins, destroyed Tennessee, squeaked out a crazy wild game at home against Minnesota where Kyler Murray looks unbelievable. Everybody's talking up Kyler Murray again to be the MVP. I would hold off on going to buy those tickets because, as you saw last year, in the first 8 or 9 weeks, everybody was buying stock in Kyler Murray, and what happened by week 17? You were throwing your tickets in the garbage. Because he does take hits, he does break down, and I need to see the guy get through an entire season standing upright and making the same plays in weeks 12, 13, 14, 15, 16 as he's making in weeks 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. So I need to see that from Kyler Murray before I go flying and buying 6-1 MVP tickets. I'm not doing it. So just hold off with Kyler Murray. But he's in the good section of the year right now, the early part of the year. And he looked outstanding against the Titans. And he looked outstanding against Minnesota. Crazy game. They win it on the missed field goal. So Denver was a 6-point favorite in Jacksonville. And Arizona's only 1.5 better. 7.5. Mighty Cardinals with their great offense. That line kind of stinks to me. Kind of does. Jaguars are really bad. It's over a touchdown. Probably a little stay away. But we teased it down under 2. Tease it down under 3, I should say. And I have already put in my bets on that's going to be the one that screws me for whatever reason. It just doesn't feel right. But Arizona's been impressive. But just please be careful with Kyler Murray if you're buying any kind of season-long futures on him, because I just don't believe that they're going to cash out at the end of the year. And that also kind of links to the team. You know, everybody thought they were making the playoffs in week 8, 9, 10 last year. He broke down. And when he breaks down, the team breaks down. So just be very careful with Kyler Murray. We got to see him make it through an entire season. We mentioned the Ravens in a tricky spot with Detroit. Pharrell brought this up to me today. That could be over a touchdown, the 7.5. Like, on the surface, yeah, Baltimore should blow the doors off of Detroit. I mean, Detroit got a backdoor cover in week number one, down big against the Niners. Detroit played good for a half against the Packers on the road. Baltimore does have some problems injury-wise on their defense. They ended up winning the game against Kansas City anyway. But that could be a tough 7.5 right there. Chargers and Chiefs, under a touchdown. Chargers never get it done against Kansas City. Never. Never. But this is the kind of spot where you back the Chargers. Chargers will lose this game by a field goal. Kansas City, I believe I saw 1-11-2 against the spread in their last 13 games. 1-11-2. This is the kind of game where the Chargers lead for a while and the Chiefs beat them late, end up winning by a field goal. They'll cover the 6.5, but lose another game and go to 1-2. 1-11-2. That's a good enough trend where you actually have to go, yeah, you know what? I'll ride with that. I'm tired of backing the Chiefs, man. Sunday night in Baltimore was the end for me. I've been on the losing end of a lot of that 1-11-2. I'm not going in there again. I ain't diving in the pool this week. I hate getting in bed with the Chargers, but if there's a week I'm going to, it's against the Chiefs team that never covers. Give me Herbert with the 6.5 coming up this week. Still early, but I'll take it. Bears and Browns, that's going to be slop. That's just absolutely nowhere near me. I don't know who's playing for Cleveland. I don't know who's playing for Chicago at the quarterback position. It just seems like a bad situation, and I don't want any part of it. You could probably talk me into the under if I find out that who's playing quarterback for the Bears, if I find out what offensive weapons are in for Cleveland. You can probably talk me into an under, but I can't lay 7.5 with the Browns against the Bears. I can't do it. Same thing with the Bengals and Steelers right now. Big Ben with this pec injury. Not sure if he's going to play or if Mason Rudolph's going to play. Now, Big Ben lost to the Bengals last year. Mason Rudolph beat them last time in 2019 when he was playing for Ben. -3.5 right now. The game's in Pittsburgh. On the surface, looks good for the Steelers. But obviously, I would be careful in backing Rudolph. Giants and the Falcons, -3 for the Giants right now. This is another game. The Giants have had, of course, a tough loss on Thursday night to Washington. They always find ways to lose these games. They have a Falcon team coming in who also always finds ways to lose these games. I mean, that's just, something's got to give. Somebody's actually going to get a win between the Falcons and the Giants on Sunday. Somebody's going to win a football game. Who's it going to be? Whew. Dolphins into Vegas to take on the Raiders. Raiders riding high at 2-0. -3.5? The half? Could be a good spot for the Dolphins after getting whacked. Could be. I don't know if I could back it if Brissett's playing. Not that 2 is that much better. Low total here. Yeah, and this is a low total for a Raider game. I like betting overs for the Raider games. Did not work out for me against the Steelers on Sunday. They just missed it. I had over 46.5. Just missed getting over that total. But the Raiders usually are a nice over machine, especially in the last year plus. 45.5 for this game. Could be points. Could be points. Seattle and Minnesota is a real tough game. Real tough game. Because the Vikings are so Jekyll and Hyde. Like, how do you, like, I don't think the Vikings are very good, and I thought that they were a good under team to play this year. They're 0-2, desperate for a win. Lost an overtime game to the Bengals. Lost a last-second game where they missed a field goal to Arizona. Now they're getting 1.5 at home against Seattle, who just blew a big lead at home. 55.5 the total for this game. 55.5. Defense optional in Minnesota. Ooh, I'm going to play that over. I'm going to play that over. The Seahawks and the Vikings. Please, another game. Get them both in the 30s. Man, Minnesota's tricky. They are so tricky. Plus 1.5 at home. Ooh, going to think long. It's a good thing it's early in the week. It's only Tuesday. We got a couple days to think about these games. Just taking our first initial look here. And the Monday Nighter is a good one. Eagles and the Cowboys. You know what? Critical game in the NFC East. Critical game. Especially if you think that Washington would lose to Buffalo this week and possibly fall to 1-2. If the Eagles, Cowboys won and the Eagles fell to 1-2, you get the Cowboys to 2-1. Cowboys can maybe take off a little bit in the NFC East. I think they've looked the best out of the four teams in their two games, especially offensively. And even their defense showed up against the Chargers this week. -3.5, I probably don't love. With that little extra hook, I probably like the Eagles. But that's a good Monday night game. Get the little Manning cast going, too. I've been into the Manning cast the last 2 weeks, by the way. It's been fun. I don't think they need all the guests. I think sometimes it's better with just the two of them riffing. Sometimes the guests don't bring much to the table. I mean, could they have escorted Patrick Willis out of there fast enough last night? I mean, Patrick, hi. All right, Patrick, see you later. You are absolutely bringing nothing to the table. Get him on out. They wheeled Patrick Willis in and out fast. Said they were going to talk about Ole Miss and Tennessee. They didn't even give him a chance to talk about that. Get him out of there. Can't hang? Get him out. See you, Patrick. But I think it's been entertaining. It's too bad for the guys who are doing the actual game on the main channel. Nobody talks about them anymore. But they struck a little gold here with the Manning cast. Now, it's a nice novelty here the first couple weeks. Everybody's into it. Everybody's talking about it. Will they still be doing it by mid-November when we've heard all of Peyton's stories? You know, I think Eli can hold because Eli's good at the zingers. But if I, you know, I don't know how long we can go with Peyton's stories. We'll see. It should hold up. But, hey. You get these guys in there every week. They're doing 13 out of the 16 games. Because the last week, I don't think there's obviously no Monday Night Football the last week of the season. There's 18 weeks this year. A couple weeks you're not going to have Monday nights. Pharrell on the bench. Carver High in for Scotty. Take a look around the baseball scoreboard. We're going to talk about baseball futures, college football, Ryder Cup. A lot more to do. Carver High in for Pharrell. Pharrell on the bench. We keep rolling on Sports Grid Radio right after this. All right, we are back. Pharrell on the bench. Carver High in for Scotty tonight. And how about JT Realmuto coming through big for the Phillies? They go to extras with the hapless Orioles. The Orioles actually scored a run in the top of the 10th inning to take a 2-1 lead, and you figure, here we go again. The Phillies going to leave us hanging on 76 wins. But Realmuto comes through. Big! They called it a triple. He hit into the corner. The guy misplayed it. Two-run score. Harper comes around for the winning run, and the Phillies get a huge win to get to win number 77. Gotta have it, baby. 5 to go as we look to go over 81.5. That's all I care about. Forget about winning the NL East. We need to get the Phillies to 82 wins. At the end of the day, I mean, that's it. We care about cash and tickets. That's all we care about. I don't care if the Phillies are playing in a playoff game or not. I care if they get 82 wins. Big win over the Orioles. They play them again tomorrow. Maybe they'll actually score some runs earlier than the 10th inning. And the Padres are jogging around the bases right now against the Giants out at Petco Park. We just threw this one on. Tatis into second. You know, again, he's got to get up, give you the big show, waving the air, arms in the air with the save sign. Guy almost tagged him when he came off the bag. They now take a lead 2-1 over the Giants. Bottom of the second, second and third, two out. Gossman not looking very sharp here early on for San Francisco. Musgrove going for the Padres as they are hanging on to hope. Scott Miller was on Coast to Coast today with Scotty, and he said the Padres were going to finish under 500. He may be right. He really might. They have not played well whatsoever. All right, Pharrell on the bench, hour number one down. Carver High in for Scotty tonight. We'll come back, take a look at more of the baseball scores, some baseball futures for you, a lot of college football in hour number two, some Ryder Cup bets as well. Carver High in for Pharrell. Pharrell on the bench. We keep rolling on Sports Grid Radio right after this.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell, and when I spend 200 days a year rolling down the highway, the bus can start to feel smaller than a guitar case. Everyone wonders how I stay chill while the hours crawl by. Truth is, one good luck spent on Chumba, and suddenly the trip feels a whole lot shorter. Finding your space, even when there isn't much to spare. Need some chill? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.